There is a small boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what is that between so many? Jesus' miracles of multiplication, as they are found in the Gospels, are all signposts towards the fulfillment of the kingdom of God, a fulfillment that the evangelists emphasize again at the Last Supper, and especially in Luke's Gospel, when at the Last Supper Jesus would take bread and tell his disciples to eat of it, because they shall not eat again until the kingdom of God comes, and to drink of a cup, because he shall not drink again until the kingdom of God comes. And then at the end of the meal, Jesus takes the bread and says, "This is my body," and shares it, and takes the cup and says, "This is my blood," and shares it. So in Luke's Gospel in particular, the kingdom of God is made present through the self-giving of Jesus Christ. But it's not just the self-giving of Jesus Christ. It is our self-giving as well, which is sign of the kingdom. And our self-giving can be a sign of the kingdom of God, because Jesus' self-giving is the institution of the kingdom of God in our midst. And what we have to give, of course, is very small. It's very small in comparison with the gift of his own life and his own unity with God the Father that Jesus gave over into our hands at the Passion. But having given into our hands at the Passion, having been broken by our hands, Jesus rises with the fullness of life that is enough to give new life to everyone who calls on the name of Jesus, to everyone who believes in Christ. So here in John chapter 6, at this multiplication of the little so that the many can reap a benefit, we are reminded that our little, our insignificant contribution contributes, gives towards others realizing what it is that Christ has done for us. That our giving draws others into the experience of Jesus Christ as the abundant Lord, the abundant giver of every good gift and of all good things. And this abundant giving also helps us to recognize the good things which are present in our lives, the good things that are present in the lives of others, so that we can point it out to them. Yes, for them it might seem like very little, like a few loaves and a few fish in the face of a great hunger. But that, when handed into the hands of Christ, becomes more than enough for our joy, more than enough for our wholeness, more than enough for our salvation. And so we are called to participate in the giving of the little that we have into the greatness which are the hands of Christ, the greatness which lies in those hands which can break open the little that we are, so that what we are is more than sufficient nourishment for one another. And this is part of the gift of Easter, the gift of the kingdom of God, and John here in chapter 6 certainly makes of this occasion a prophetic fulfillment. He speaks in the beginning of the chapter of Jesus healing many people, which is a sign of the presence of the kingdom of God through the prophetic teaching. And this fullness comes to us, this abundance of the kingdom comes to us, this ability to give of the little that we have so that many may experience joy and fulfillment. And the power of Christ is given to us through the resurrection of Christ. And it is this giving which brings true peace to the world. It is this giving which brings recognition to the poor, the lonely, the downtrodden, and the oppressed. And it is this giving of ours, of ourselves, which brings about the greater justice of the kingdom of God. Amen.